Let's join our hearts and minds together in prayer. Would you kneel with me, please? Praise, honor, and glory be unto you, O Lord our God. How great thou art, dear Lord. How beautiful is your way. Heavenly Father, as we come together in your house this night, our hearts are full of desire to hear your holy word. Our hearts are full of joy for the opportunity that we have to commune with you. Our hearts are full of expectation. For we know, dear Lord, that your servant will stand before us this night and through the power of your Holy Spirit, bring unto us your word. So, Heavenly Father, I humbly beg that this room tonight would be filled with your Holy Spirit. Touch each heart. Open each ear. Touch the tongue of our brother, that he would be inspired to bring to us that message that you would have us to hear this night. Heavenly Father, I'm thankful for the fellowship of my dear brothers and sisters, the love and companionship that we share. I'm thankful that we were able to accomplish your work swiftly and smoothly this year. And I humbly pray that the things that we have done these days would be fruitful in the work in the year to come. That many souls would be drawn to you, that your church would grow and prosper, be beautiful in your sight. We're mindful of those whose names have been brought before us in these days, those who are sick or afflicted, those who are ill. More importantly, dear Lord, we pray for those who have spiritual needs, those who have wandered from the flock, those who are desirous to draw closer to you. Encourage them, lift them up, give them strength that they might face the challenges that are set before them. So, Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks for all of the bountiful blessings of this life. We again thank you for the opportunity that we have, the freedom that we have to be in your house and draw close to you. And we pray these things in the beautiful, precious name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We will now have a special musical offering.
Can you hear me?
Okay. We will be singing a hymn from the Spanish hymnal of the Church of Christ, La Voz de Sion. And we will be singing a song to the tune of Sweet By and By, but it does not have the same words. The name of the song is Pecador, Ven a Cristo Jesús. And it means, sinner, come to Christ Jesus. And I'd like to give you more or less a translation of it so that you might understand it as we're singing it. Sinner, come to Christ Jesus, and happy you will be forever. If you seek him, the divine Savior you shall find. Whoever sinner that you are, if you seek compassion at his feet, you shall have forgiveness in his arms. If you are sick and feel as though you will die, he will be your heavenly doctor and find in his blood medicine that will heal your sickness. O thou sheep that has left the flock, behold your blessed Lord. Come to him, come to him. The good Savior is waiting. Come to him. Come to him. The good Savior is waiting.
Cristo Jesús, y feliz para siempre serás, que si tú le quisieres tener, al divino Señor hallarás. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Si cual hijo que necio pecó, vas buscando a sus pies compasión, tierno Padre en Jesús hallarás, y tendrás en sus brazos perdón. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Si enfermo te sientes morir, Él será tu doctor celestial, y hallarás en su sangre también medicina que cure tu mal. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Ovejuela cuyo del redil, he aquí tu venido, Señor, y en los hombros llevada serás, de tan dulce y amante pastor. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador. Ven a Él, ven a Él, que te espera tu buen Salvador.
Thank you for that. That was a very lovely special. We've enjoyed in our Sunday afternoon Spanish services singing the hymns out of the Spanish hymn book, and it's always kind of an adventure because sometimes we know the words and not the tune, and sometimes we know the tune and not the words, and every now and then it all comes together. But it's a learning process for us to learn the hymns in the book, and I'm thankful that we have the new Spanish hymn book in order that we can do that. I want to thank each of you for making the effort to come out tonight to hear our brother. Our brother Placido has become a dear friend of mine over the years. He began staying at our home a number of years ago in his trips up here, and he would always say, you know, when are you coming to Yucatan? And we said, well, someday. And because we felt like it wasn't right to go down until we felt that we were led to go down there, and that there would be some reason for us to be there. So finally, one year, Placido, when he was staying at our home, he said, the youth camp is in July, and you will be there. And then we understood that he really meant it, that he wanted us to go down. And it's been a life-changing experience for us to travel in Yucatan, to meet Placido's lovely family. To be immediately accepted as part of their family from the moment you step foot on the property. You're welcomed as family. And it's a beautiful thing to feel that bond with people who you've never met and you've never seen, but yet you are family because we're the family of Christ. Placido leaves behind in Yucatan and his lovely wife Amy and their dear daughter Shayla. Very sweet, sweet people, like all of the people down there. And I'm sure he misses them greatly. He always does when he comes up. And it's a very lovely family. We enjoy sitting in his home and visiting. Sometimes we have a pretty good laugh. Sometimes we speak of very serious matters. And that's the kind of person that Placido is. A very serious-minded person who has a delightful sense of humor, a wonderful understanding of the Scripture and of God's plan for him and for the church. One of my favorite times that he and I spent together, he invited me to go with them on one of the projects that they have going now, where they're going into some of these small villages around Yobain, where he lives, and taking the church door to door to these little villages. And he invited me to go with him last time. And it was an awe-inspiring experience because it really gave you the feeling of being in the primitive church back in Christ's time, carrying his gospel to the poor and humble people. An experience I'll never forget. So I want you to open your hearts to the message that the Lord has placed on Placido's heart this night. Give him your smiles and your prayers. My brother, our apostle Placido Koyok Matu.
It's a real pleasure to be here, but it's not only the way to begin a speech. I feel very happy to be with you. I think reunion is over. They scheduled me to preach in the last service. I don't know why, but I'm very happy to do it. So, when I left home, my father and all my family and all the brothers there told me to say hello to you. We're praying for each one of you. I'm thankful to God that we have the internet so we can get in touch and pray for my sister Margaret and for all the people who need prayers. We are united in those prayers, which is really a blessing. I'm very happy to listen to them when they ask prayers. They say, we're going to pray for Hermana Margarita. That's Spanish, but it's the same. So we're praying for you, and we are confident to God that everything is going to be all right. And we have been praying for Brother Bill Malone, and he received a blessing. So we are very happy, and we are thankful for the life. For myself, I'm very thankful for this opportunity I have, for the life, for all the things that God gave in my life. I know for sure that I don't deserve these blessings. But I know that God loves me as He loves each one of you. Sometimes we don't realize them because the good things come just, we don't realize that we have many good things. But how about the bad things? When things, they don't go like you want to go. Sometimes we feel that we feel very sad. It's like when a spider comes to your face. Yes. And we say, why to me? And we want to say, what we want to say is, why not to my neighbors? But those things happen, and we know that we know that God is always with us. And we know that God, He doesn't want to give the things that we want. He wants to give us the things that He wants us to have. That's totally different. But I like to say that we're finishing this reunion. But what are we going? What about tomorrow? What did we get in this reunion? I'm sure that we enjoy this opportunity. I enjoy being with my brothers and sisters. Even though I don't understand very well your language, but I enjoy it as I enjoy being with my brothers and sisters in Mexico. I have felt the spirit during our sacrament service here, and I have felt the same spirit there, which that means that God is with us every day in our lives. It doesn't matter what language do you speak, what culture. So that's why we need to be thankful to the Lord. And I want you to be happy. It's not my face. I don't want to see you like this. This is the last service, and I would like that you are, that you feel happy. Because the Bible says, the scriptures tell us that it says that blessed we are. We are blessed. I feel blessed because I have a family. I have health. I'm not sick. And above all, I'm a member of the church with many responsibilities. This is great in my life. Let's find a scripture here in Psalms chapter 5, verse 11. In Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, it says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them every shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. I want to bring to your attention the first part, which says, But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. We are rejoicing. It's like when you are with your best friends. It's like when you are talking with someone you love. It's the same thing. Sometimes we say, what time is it's going to be over? But we need to say, is it over? It says that we need to rejoice. Rejoice being in the presence of the Lord. When you come here, you don't come to see, to hear what I have to say. Because personally, I don't have something to say. But in the scriptures, but God has many things to tell us through the scriptures. That's the wonderful thing. I have many friends that they say, my pastor told me to do this, this, and that. Every time they say, my pastor. And I want to ask them, and what do you say? So this is very important for us to know that we rejoice in the things of the Lord. We trust in Him. We trust in Him. Like when I come here, this brother here take me in his car. I don't have a map, a city map. I don't even know if there is a map. No, I know there is a map from Independence, but I don't need a map. Why? Because he knows the way. So it's the same thing with our Heavenly Father. We need to trust in Him every day, like a child to his parent. To trust like the confident we have that tomorrow the sun is going to come up in the east, with that confident. But let rejoice in the Lord. And not only in this moment, the joy doesn't finish when the reunion is over. We can take it at home, or where you work, or the church where you go to. I can feel the joy here. I can take it at home with my family. And I can take it wherever I go. And the people can notice. And the people can see that we rejoice in the Lord. Let's read some scriptures. What I want you to think with me is, let's in Timothy, in 2 Timothy, chapter 2. I don't have many scriptures to tell you because some of the brothers who are in charge of the services, they have read my scriptures. But that's what God is working with us. Because they told me to preach November, and I didn't prepare that until 3 weeks ago. But I was thinking about what I'm going to talk about. And one morning, this part came to my mind, and many of the parts they have already read. And you know it. But I would like to read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. It says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let's think about this. This letter of Timothy, this is a personal letter written 63 AD by Apostle Paul. At that time, he was in jail at Rome, in Rome. It's not easy to be in jail, to suffer all the bad things we can't imagine, but he had a strong faith. And he knows that this young man needs to be strong. Be strong in the grace. That's what I want to talk to you today. Be strong in the grace. Why do we have these reunions? We want to be strong in the faith. Each one of us, we want to exercise in our physical body. We want to look well. But how about our spiritual soul? We need to be strong. Be strong in the grace. What's the definition of the word grace? Grace, divine love and protection bestowed freely on people, the state of being protected or sanctified by the favor of God, an excellence or a power granted by God. This is a definition in the Webster Dictionary. The protection of God. We need to be strong in the grace because we have the protection. I'll tell you something. 2 weeks ago, I went to Cancun to give a service there. After the service, the brothers there invited me to have dinner with them. And we were visiting at 11:30. I said, it's time to go. I took a taxi and I went to the hotel. But there were a lot of traffic, and we passed the in front of the hotel. 2.5 blocks. And when I told the taxi driver, you need to stop here. Okay. We stopped exactly where there were 15 or 20 young people. They were drinking, taking drugs and things. 11:30, almost at 12 o'clock. I was alone. But the blessing that I received, because the taxi driver told me, no, don't get off, get out here. I will make a turn and take you in front of your hotel. That's a blessing. Yes or no? Yes, thank you. Yes. You're awakened. Then it is really a blessing. What could it happen if I get off there? 15 young people, and it could be dangerous. So God is protecting us everywhere we are. We don't have many people around us, but we have the protection of God. We have all the angels protecting us. This is wonderful. I didn't know this taxi driver, but he said, don't get out of here. It's dangerous. We'll take you in front of your hotel. That's the blessing. That's the protection. Now, I need to be strong in the grace, in the beautiful things that I have in life. We need to be strong. I want to read in Timothy chapter, the first chapter, verse verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle to Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. We can see that there is a promise, and there is an apostle, Paul. There is the promise of life, the promise of salvation, and there was a man chosen by God to declare this promise of salvation. This is exactly what we need to do. Are we declaring the salvation? This is the big responsibility we have, that we need to proclaim the salvation. Like Apostle Paul, he was in jail, but he had the faith, the desire to write this letter to this young man. Can we do that? Can we encourage someone? Can we encourage ourselves? I hope we can. Because I was thinking in these days that God is with us. He's answering our prayers. He's taking the gospel to many places. It's wonderful. I admire our missionaries who goes to a different country, and I know what that means. It's not easy. But look, God is helping us in this task. But when we have many blessings, we have more responsibility. Thank you. Yes. When we have, it's like when you have one car, you have another car, you have more responsibility, you have to pay more. It's the same. We're having more responsibility to take this message, like Apostle Paul did. But we have more responsibility. It says in chapter 3, I thank God who I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. When I studied this part in the Greek, it uses the present continuous tense, which means I am always thanking to God. That's the life of Apostle Paul. He's always giving thanks to God. Are we doing that? Are we giving thanks always to Him? For the things that we have, for the things that we have received, for the great opportunity we have to reach those places with the gospel. I'm sure we are. We can realize, we can see those things happening in this time, and this is our time. But as I said before, we have big responsibilities. Do you know that when we go to those places, the people always ask us, what do the brothers there in the States do? They always ask us. In other words, they are seeing you as an example. Yes. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Every time we talk with them, what do the brothers in the States do? They always ask that. In fact, when I was in Phoenix, in the last reunion, Brother Jay was in the internet with we have a contact in Argentina, And Brother Jay told him that we had a reunion and one of our apostles preached. The first question, what did he say? Yes, he asked that. What did he say? He wants to know what was the preaching about. So that we see that we have a big responsibility. We thank the Lord because we have many things and we have the big responsibility. It says in chapter 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy fears, that I may be filled with joy. It says that the things that Timothy had suffered, it makes Paul to have joy. Is it possible that the things that make us suffer may have joy to other people? When we realize that God is in control in our lives, that all we have belongs to Him, we don't have anything. We can say that all the things that happen in our lives, God is in control. He wants to teach us something. I remember when I was blessed very much when in all my life, in my short life, I have been once in the hospital. I had a surgery and it was difficult for me. It was the first time. But now, I'm thankful to Him because He taught me a new lesson. Not only one, many lessons. Now I can feel more compassion, love to the people who needs, who are suffering. I'm not only recognizing that it's a blessing that I was in the hospital. I need it. So, it is all the things that happen in our lives is part of God's plan because He wants to teach us something. We need to learn. It says in verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So this is my favorite scripture, verse 9. Not according to our works. Not because we deserve, because He loves us. And that's the most beautiful thing. Anything that can happen in my life, I know that God is with me. I want to be strong in the grace. So I invite you, I challenge you to be strong every day. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life, but you need to be strong. You need to feel the fire of His Holy Spirit in your heart. Every day, even when things are not going well or are not going according to what you want. So it's very important that we have the promise of life. We We have seen in chapter 1 that we have the promise of life. In chapter 2, it says that we need to be strong. We need to be strong in our spiritual life and realize that we have a responsibility. We read today about the vision that our brother had in Phoenix. The message is clear. What God is telling us that we are in the right church. We are on the foundation. That we are on the right way. But we have the responsibility for other people who are coming. As I told you, here in America, here in the United States, everyone of the members we have in other countries, they see you as an example. They're going to ask me, what did they do? What did they say? How do they deal with this problem? Well, the things that they do, we're going to do it because you are the example. You have the responsibility. So I invited you to be united. To be united and serve God with all our minds and strength, like the scriptures tell us. It doesn't matter what's my opinion or what's my idea. It matters what God is telling me. It matters what God is doing in these days. So, because we know, it says that in chapter 3, these know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We know that we are living in dangerous times. We know that. We can see the news on TV, on newspapers, and we know that. And we need to pay attention to these things that are happening to see how we can help our young people. Where are the young people? I want to see their hands. I'm only the one. Okay, good. Yes. We need to work with them, to help them. I have a daughter. She's 15 years old. And when she was a little girl, she sees me like a hero. Well, now, no. She says, you need to do this. Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm very glad to have someone to tell me what to do, how to be better. Yes. So, and I think it's the same with you as parents, as grandparents. Do you know that the people can follow you? It's not because what you say, but what you do. It's an attitude. So dangerous time will come. We can realize. But in this dangerous time, we can see what is God doing, taking the gospel to people that we haven't imagined. And so we have the big responsibility to be the light of the world, to impress the people with our faith. And we need also, in this, I invite you when you have time, when you give the time, you can read the 2 Timothy, all of, because it's just only 4 chapters. It says in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the first verse, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. The Apostle Paul remembered Timothy, the second coming. Are we prepared? Are we preparing? Yes, we are. We are preparing. Are we helping others to be prepared for the coming of Christ? I think we are doing it. but we can do it better every day. I see that. I'm not sure, but I think last year we had more people. But maybe it's the same. But we need to encourage other people to serve God. We know that it's a dangerous times. That's why we need to rescue. Do you say rescue? You are my teacher, so you correct me. Then we need to rescue our children, the people. So we're finishing this reunion, but the message is clear. We are in the true church. We are in the correct way, but we have a responsibility because we're taking. God is helping us to take the message in other places, but we have the responsibility as the group here to be the example, to be united. When we are united, we can do many things. I want to read in the third book of Nephi. In chapter 5, verse 61. Third book of Nephi, chapter 5, verse 61. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you that to be the light of these people. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Behold, do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, nay, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. 63. Therefore, let your light so shine before these people, and that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heaven. That's my favorite scripture. But it's the most difficult to do, to be the light of the world, to show that we are in the right way. So I am in the right way. Can you come with me? Because we are united. It says, let your light so shine before these people. But we're not just talking to these people, but to all the people in the world, so that they can see our unity, so that they can see how we show our, use the word, passion to serve God, so that they can glorify your Father who is in the heaven. If not, it's the opposite. So, we have this great responsibility. I have this great responsibility with my brothers and sisters in Mexico. I feel the responsibility. We are studying with them. We are preaching to them. We are trying, doing this great work. Because we, every day in our lives is one more day, one more less. One more reunion, but one year for our church, but one year less in our lives. That's it. That's the reality. And we have no time. I think this is the time that we need to be the light. It says in verse 41, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and whose built upon this built upon my rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. We need to be sure that if we are in the right church and we are in the correct way, nothing can take us out of this, because we are building our faith upon the rock. in Christ. So what I want to say is that we, including me, we need to be strong in the grace, to be strong in our faith, to realize that the love that God has shown us when He sent His Son to die for us, to make the biggest sacrifice, to show us that He loves us. Now that we know that He loves us, what are we going to do? And the most beautiful thing, because He has chosen us to be a member of His church. It's beautiful, but it's a big responsibility. We know that we can do it. Sometimes we feel very weak spiritually, but we can. The scriptures tell us that everything is possible when we believe, when we have faith. Everything is possible. Sometimes we are afraid to do it. Sometimes we say, we are, I don't have the word in English. Sometimes before doing the things, you say, no, it's not possible. Our recent experience is that one time we decided to go to a small town, cluster where I live, to hand the tracks that we have. We have the tracks, but it's in the box. No one is going to see them. So I told the brothers, can we go there? And he said, yes. That's something I like from the people there. But if you say something, yes, we can do it. Why not? Yes. We went to the small town, and we spent 2 hours. We came back. Next time we went, and we had a small service there, and we had that service, and only one came. But we were very happy, and we say that we did something, but what happened? I visited this one man, and he told to other people. And now we have the first person who was baptized. A humble person, a common person like me and you. But he's very happy now that he's in the church. What happened if we say, no, we are ashamed to do that? He needs the salvation, and we are in. We're not doing that. This, but that doesn't mean that I'm not afraid. I'm a human like you, and I think that it's easy to stand here and preach to you. That's easy. What is another thing when you go to a different country and you talk with different people? That's totally different. But God help us. And this is very important, because God is with us. God is with this church. So it's time that we need to be united, to be strong in the grace. Don't forget that we need to be strong, attending to services, participating in activities, making our faith to grow like a fire. Like the, how do you say, the thing that they have in the Olympic Games, the bomb, what is it, the bonfire? I don't know what you say. The torch? Yes, thank you. Yeah, like the torch they have in the Olympic Games. That we need to have that that kind of faith, the zeal, that the desire to serve God. I hope that when this reunion is finished, you take the desire, you feel the responsibility, you feel that you are blessed, that we are blessed to belong to the Church of Christ, to the correct church, where the foundation is there, the responsibility we have to be a united group, to be a united church, to take the gospel to other people. Thank you very much.
We are happy.
We are happy. We are thankful to the Lord to bring us a message of encouragement like this. It's a very exciting thing. And I thank our brother Placido for making himself available to bring to us God's words. Our closing hymn is going to be number 233.